Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontiers. I'm your host, Joe Malinaggi, for the next 2 hours. Thanks very much for Gavin and Terranalius for the last couple of hours of Billabong Beats. Just tunes to keep you going, folks. And a little bit of revision. As always, I've made my journey today from the land of the Bunurong in here to Woiwurrung country, part of the Kulin Nation, folks. Was fortunate enough to spend a couple of nights down on Garabanuk country, as other people know it as the Surf Coast. So there, folks. And guess what? Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Yes, indeed. Well, haven't been live in the studio here for probably about 10 weeks or so. So I must thank 3CR management for letting me get in here, although it is a public holiday here in so-called Melbourne, Victoria. I'll be giving you an alternative view of what happens on this day, which happens to be the 2nd of November, folks. Yes, indeed. If you're here and listening live, thank you. If you're listening via the podcast, streaming on demand, welcome and thank you. And hopefully you'll get something out of the next couple of hours of music from around the planet, but also from diasporas all around the planet as well, and certainly here in southeast so-called Australia. And I should acknowledge that also today, being the 2nd of November, is known as All Souls Day, Day of the Dead in Mexico, and it shares with Sicily the tradition of honouring the dead, but also celebrating with the dead and partying with them and letting go of all your inhibitions for that one day of the year. And children are involved in their sweets, and the marzipan that you see in Sicily is all related to that. But obviously Halloween and other stuff has got in the way of these traditions, because Sicily was taken over by many, many different cultures over the years, and the Spanish one, although brutal, has left its mark in culture as well, let it be food, language, etc. It's a lot stronger in the Palermo on the western side of Sicily, this All Souls Day celebration. But I know all the cemeteries get cleaned up and people party on this day. Northern Hemisphere? Yes, it's a Northern Hemisphere story, folks. So it's obviously doesn't belong here, but because of migration and colonization, that's what happens, and people, you know, pretend it's cold when it's actually hot, and that's all the business. Anyway, I digress. But there's plenty of new tunes still that have come out, folks, during the pandemic, and start getting your diary ready to go to support live music wherever you can, but continue to assist artists wherever you can. And that will be Bandcamp Friday, this Friday, November the 5th. You can purchase things online, support your artists, and it's a very, very worthy cause, and it's a fantastic resource. I've got no interest within Bandcamp. It's just purely there because they pay artists the most out of all the streaming services. So there, folks, and also offer some great information. Anyway, keeping with the ancestor aspect of what All Souls Day is, I'll just do a local version, which is obviously nothing to do with All Souls Day, but it's about ancestors. It's the band from Central Deserts. It's about 5 hours away from Alice Springs. It's a band called Iwancha, and they're from Undukana. This is the record called Palya that came out in 2011, 10 years ago, folks, on the Wantok label. And this tune is called Chamunya Chana, which is Ancestors' Way.
20 Years on the Inside is an iconic new podcast series that gives voice to the experience of First Nations people in the Victorian prison system.
20 Years on the Inside. I'm Vicky Roach.
And I'm Kutcher Edwards. This series reflects on 20 years of listening to our mobs on the inside as part of the Beyond the Bars prison broadcast.
20 Years on the Inside is essential listening for anyone looking to educate themselves about the realities of life on the inside and the need to end Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander incarceration.
Well, a lot of the boys mentioned about being in jail. What you do really isn't who you are. You know, it's how you love your family, it's how you care about your cousins, and it's how you care about your people. That's what this is about for me.
Catch the podcast via the 3CR website or on your favourite podcast app.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of stories, folks. What you just heard before that important announcement was a couple of tunes. Pretty much from Central Australia. We just heard then Desert Mulga Band that comes from off the brand new recording Yappa Beats 4. It's available for broadcasters all around the nation and available on Bandcamp for you to listen to and purchase, folks, coming out of poor media over there in the Yuwindamu, and that was the tune Kanta Nyuntu. There's plenty of other tracks which have that reggae, desert rock influence, folks, and summoning a bit of heat there for you. And we began the show with Awancha from Indokana. The record Palya came out in 2011, and the tune Chumunya Chanya and the Ancestors' Way, and it's basically laments the ancestors have lived here long before alcohol and drugs, and that people are not living traditional ways. So, yes. But there is work. There is some really hard positivity work to alleviate those things. But it's pretty hard when you haven't got real access to land for many people in regional so-called Australia. Anyway, moving along to Islander music. A few weeks ago, I played a track from David Bridey from his soundtrack, In a Savage Land, and he put that out back in 1999, and it is available on Bandcamp for you to check out. It's a mixture of soundtrack, non-traditional music, but also he went on site and did lots of recordings with people from PNG, and specifically, I've just forgotten the particular island, but I might tell you after this little bracket. But I thought I'd play this other tune from David Bridey with the latest single from Small Island Big Song Project, and pretty nice stuff, folks. I'll chat to you in a minute, and I should remind you that around about 1:30, I'll be speaking to Jeannie Marsh, who's an opera singer training but has been working with community choirs for a number of years, certainly, and even more severely, should I say, during the pandemic. And we'll have a catch-up briefly about what that's been happening and how even you can get involved, folks. But in the meantime, here's David Bridey, one of the traditional tunes from the soundtrack to the show In a Savage Land. And I'll try and say it. It's Kasulukova Valam.
Yeah. Yeah. sorti en vie libre.
La chili.
Sorti l'été, vous sorti nous libre. Sorti en vie libre.
Imkele aria toro, ailen gaydar, lamore. Their people displaced, their lands taken, my lands drowning.
This is Ari Leke. You're here on 3CR 855 AM Community Radio. Also streaming on 3cr.org.au. Free West Papua, Papua Merdeka. Get up, one talks.
The Environmental Film Festival Australia is back for 2021. This year's digital festival invites you to take a journey with a series of thought-provoking films, documentaries and shorts. EFA21 invites you to explore the world and connect with environmental issues beyond the headlines. Take a journey into the deepest seas, up awe-inspiring mountains and into the lives of those fighting to save our planet. Running from October 14 to November 14, visit EFFA.org.au for more. The Environmental Film Festival is a 3CR supporter.
Yes, indeed, folks. That's something else you can do if you don't want to go out, of course. All right, great tune we just heard there before those that announcement was from the Small Island Big Song Project. Fantastic project, two or three years old now. Some great recordings with island people from all around the place. And I think it's all, yeah, well, anyway, I think there's about 19 nations involved, if I remember correctly. There's a great film, but a new record will be out in 2022. But that particular track was a collaboration between Emmeline of Mauritius, Putard, aka who's called Outlet Drift, from Taiwan, and Selena Lim of the Marshall Islands. They all sing in their indigenous languages, of course. That's the whole idea of the project, but also a very strong environmental message, and that they all stand to be climate refugees. So, for example, the Seeger style, from Mauritius, they were slaves, Madagascar and Africa, and they were banned from playing music. Surprise, surprise. So what they did when they were working, they used their tools to make the rhythms and hum the tunes to keep everything alive like that, folks. Yes, it's a well-known practice against the oppressors, folks. And yes, we started off that bracket with a tune from David Bridie's soundtrack that he did in a Savage Land from back in 1999. And that featured musicians from the Trobriand Islands in PNG, folks. Okay, did I mention that there might be some tunes from people representing their various diasporas? Well, they are the diaspora. In this case, have a local artist from Colombia, now based in Melbourne, Pablo Naranjo, and he's got a new record coming up. You can check it out on Bandcamp. It's called Ecos del Frio. That translates. What does that translate? Did I say it? Oh, anyway, yes. but the tune is called Luna Gris, which translates as Grey Moon. And like I said, it's available on Bandcamp to check it out. Originally from Colombia, he's now made his home in Melbourne. And that's the joy for many of us, to appreciate the tunes. And obviously it's an avenue for artists to maintain language and culture. He does sing in English as well a lot, but also incorporating singing in Spanish. So he's Pablo Naranjo with the tune Luna Gris. Brand new, folks. Thank you.
Oh, son Dunga, Hello, my name is Ana Maria Tijoux. I'm a musician, composer from Chile. And I would like to say thank you to this space of community radio and to give the opportunity like to have different news and music and to put another perspective in this world that is so crazy in another step of violence. But I think it's so important to make another vision about what is happening. So thank you, and say thank you particularly to the Mujeres Latinoamericanas and this show. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Anna, and it was a real treat to catch her at WOM Adelaide, maybe a handful of years ago, folks. All right, I hope you're sitting back, resting, soaking up some vitamin, what is it, E, D, all of them, for the last few minutes. We began that bracket with a tune from Pablo Naranjo from Colombia, now residing in Melbourne, from his brand new up-and-coming record, Echo del Frio, which is Echoes of the Cold. Yes, we're leaving that behind, folks, as we're coming, yeah, we're well into springtime, the so-called springtime, you know, dry season coming up in a couple of months' time, and we'll see how we go. And that was his tune, Luna Gris, translates as Grey Moon, available on Bandcamp for you, folks. Then we heard an artist called Omar Velasco, I think that's how you call it, from a brand new compilation that's come my way through the music coordinator here at 3CR called Cali Americana. It's predominantly in sung in English, all the tunes, but it focuses on various styles from that region of so-called California. And so that was sung in language, Omar Velasco, and the tune La Ciudad, which translates as The City. Very interesting, sort of rock, country, folk, and soul. Check it out, Cali Americana. And it's out on Santa Barbara Records, if you're keen to do your own research. And then we had Yo-Yo Ma, brand new record from him. It's called Notes for the Future. Collaboration with about, 10, 11 artists, including Angela Kajou, Mashru Leila, Tunde Olaniran, Jeremy Ducha, who I caught at Mona Foma a couple of years ago. And Mona Foma is happening again in January, folks. Hopefully us from so-called Melbourne are going to be allowed to cross Bass Strait and go there. We'll see. There's Andrea Montes, Abayo, and even Marlon Williams singing in Maori. So they're all doing language. But that was the tune that featured the voice of Layla Downs. Yes, indeed. And it was called La Sardunya. And that's apparently an anthem from the Oaxacan nation, which Layla belongs to. And that's an anthem that celebrates their traditions and knowledge, of course. Notes for the Future, Yo-Yo Ma, big collaborative project if you want to check that one out, brand new. And then we had a tune from Layla Downs from her Yuta Tata record, Tree of Life, back in 2008. Once again, it features the words of the poet Natalio Hernandez. So, yes, and Layla singing in language. And it's called Waxaca, but it's O-A-X-A-C-A. So without the prompting, I wouldn't know how to say that. So I cheated and tried to get it right for you, folks. Coming up next is a Greek artist that I found out about when we went to our favourite Greek restaurant over there at Mooney Ponds, Philhellene, last Sunday. We got out as soon as we could, booked it. Only 20 people, of course. Hopefully that will all get better and better. But the wonderful hosts, John and Susie, always plenty of stories to share, and they work very hard to make your stomach very satisfied indeed. But music is a big part of what Phil and Helene produce, create there, and eating and listening to music and live music as well is a big deal, folks. And he put me onto this, John put me onto this artist, Katerina Papadopoulou, and she's had a number of records over the years, well, at least 10 years that I could see, going through Greek traditional music and also contemporary with a Greek flavour and instrumentation. But I'm only going to play you one track today. Just couldn't fit anything else, but you'll be hearing other things in coming episodes that I present on Music Science Frontiers. And this is the record called Drawing in an Almond, released in 2013, Katerina Papadopoulou. And this is the tune I Cracked a Small Almond featuring Socrates Sinopoulos. But also, this is a version of, we got into the Day of the Dead, Mexican Day of the Dead a little bit there without any introduction. And I mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the show that it's shared on All Souls Day with Sicily over the years. Halloween sort of overshadowed that a little bit, unfortunately, in Sicily and the Americanization culture creeping in. But some people around Palermo, they do all the deal with also the skull, the painted skulls and everything. But the food is associated with this celebration as sweets. And there's a particular biscuit, which is really, really hard. I used to have it when I was a kid and I couldn't work out, wow, this is just like a rock, you know. But it's the bones of the dead and it comes with various names, even in Italy and certainly southern Italy and Sicily. But it was just fascinating doing a little bit of research about that one, folks. All Souls Day. And if you didn't listen to the beginning of the show, It's when on the 2nd of November you party with the dead. You party with the dead. You honour them, but you also party them, and you spruce up the cemeteries, light them up with candles, put flowers, and have a party, and your inhibitions go with the dead. But anyway, moving along, and those biscuits I was telling you about are made out of almond flour, but you've got to be careful how you eat them. Anyway, this is Katerina Papadopoulou with the tune I Cracked a Small Almond. 3CR.
Χίλια καλώς ορίσατε, φίλοι μου αγαπημένοι, παρέα μου χαρούμενοι και καλοκαρδισμένοι. Αμύγδαλα κοιτσάκισα και μέσα σε ζωγράφισα, αμύγδαλο τσακίσματα σου στέλνω χαιρετίσματα.
Here to stay.
Play.
vendita legale, diritti di richiesta per poterla fumare. Ma c'è ancora la mafia che controlla il mercato e c'è ancora molta gente che non l'ha capito. E beveteci una tazza Nelly, fumatele che so belle, non criticare che gioca a fare e siente sul ritmo per cantare. Issa le mano e muovete piano e siente sul ritmo che ti porta lontano. E issa le mano e muovete piano e siente sul ritmo per i Diamond Play.
Hi, I'm Matilde Politi. You are listening to Music Songs Frontiers on 3CR Radical Radio, Community Radio. Please support and donate wherever you can.
Tempeste sul banco di scuola, da più di due al suo amico migliore, tra i denti alle scuse che non saprà dare. Luca Tempesta e un poco di buono, moto cromata e il rombo di un tuono. Quando parte l'asfalto diventa di fuoco, pochi minuti a arrivare al suo gioco. Vieni con me, lui dice a lei, ti porterò dove saprai. Tempesta che manda messaggi, scrive su fogli di donne di viaggi, frasi sicure e piene di errori. Luca che sogna, Luca è di fuori. Luca Tempesta è dolce bastardo, poeta di vita, egoista e codardo, si incazza per niente, non porta rancore. Luca Tempesta è pazzo d'amore. Vieni con me, lui dice a lei, ti porterò dove saprai. Avventura di Luca Tempesta. Dolce bastardo, poeta di vita, altruista e codardo, si incazza per niente, non porta rancore. Luca Tempesta è pazzo d'amore.
Is local artist Robert Durante with the tune Luca Tempesta, and he is part of the Italian diaspora from Italy, now based in Melbourne, and sings mainly in English, but he sneaks in a few Italian tunes, and he's decided to create an anti-hero with that particular tune. It's called Luca Tempesta. A couple of mates of his took the worst of their personalities and created this character. That's what you do when you're an artist and you want to sort of be adventurous and check something out. Robert Durante. There you go, with Luca Tempesta. And I think, I don't think he's got anything on Bandcamp, but maybe check that name out when he's playing live around town, folks. And that came to me courtesy of the music coordinator. Before Robert Durante, we had the Sicilian artist Manuza, and just found out about her over the last few weeks, and certainly the last couple of weeks. She is from Palermo, and she's put out this brand new record, Parlo con te, which is Sicilian for I'm talking to you. And the tune, Aria di una giornata, which is Air of Another Day. And the reggae vibes aren't specific to the rest of the record, but that was a tune about saying goodbye to autumn and the colder days as I'm looking for clothes to wear for now, the springtime. And that's what we're doing now, folks, here in the Southern Hemisphere, in so-called Melbourne, Southeast Australia, land of the Kulin. Yeah, but anyway, I'll be playing more tunes from that particular record. I've made contact. I know one of the fellas who runs a little record label, but it was recorded in Palermo, but also in the Fantasma studio in Catania. My mates Enzo and Benedetta, just recently they had a bit of a catastrophe with the rain coming through their roof when that crazy cyclone hit the eastern part of the island of Sicily. But they survive, they're still there, and they understand what it's like living next to a montagna, which is the mountain, the volcano Etna. Anyway, I'll be playing more tunes from that one. Manuza, really nice stuff, some great attitude, lots of musicians involved too. And a big shout-out to Dennis Marino there, who's a multi-instrumentalist and producer. And before Manuza, we had Uomo Orchestra Siciliano, which is the human Sicilian orchestra, from a record he put out in 2019, Ballo Basilico, which is the dance of Basil. And that was the Tunisa Limani. And it talks a bit of attitude in there, a bit of attitude, corruption and things like that, but also, about shaking off the shackles of that sort of thing and getting into the rhythm of life. Music for heart and soul, that's him, Uomo Orchestra Siciliano. And he comes from Ragusa, which is pretty much still part of the southeastern part of Sicily, special place. And we began a bracket with the Greek artist Katerina Papadopoulou from her record Drawing in an Almond. I think that came out in 2013. I'll also be featuring more tunes from that artist. I've made contact with her, and very nice and great stories, beautiful, beautiful voice. And that is a tune, I Cracked a Small Almond, and that's a little bit of a reference to appropriating to the delicacies, biscuits made in this time of the year for All Souls Day in Sicily. And other versions of that for the remainder of the rest of Italy. Okay, folks, well into the second hour now, and I will be running out of space as usual, but a couple of very important tunes coming up, or messages related to them. Taki Khan, Afghanistan refugee, Hazari, and he was a musician before he came here as a refugee, works within the union movement now, really be advocate for his people, his community, and it's obviously very troubling, really, really difficult times at the moment. There is a benefit coming up, fundraising concert, and it's going to be streamed on Facebook and YouTube on the 4th, which is Thursday from 6 p.m., and also on the 12th next week from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. through the MAV, Multicultural Arts Victoria website. You can find out details. But it's the fundraiser concert is titled Literacy and Livelihoods in Afghanistan. So it's all in partnership with MAV and the Afghan Australian Development Organisation, which is AADO. That is the website address, AADO. And they're working to support the education of women and girls in remote areas of Afghanistan. So there'll be a few artists, including obviously Taki Khan, Kali Guraz, Vinod Prasanna, who does a lot of work around the community here, and Namatra Trivedi, Barek Nasir Murphy, you, and Navid Forog. And I apologise for my spelling. But the website is aado.org.au/donate. We can do that. But check out their Multicultural Arts Victoria Facebook page and YouTube pages, I imagine. But here's a recent single that Tucky Khan put out earlier this year. It whacks it out on YouTube. This is the tune, Deader.
DJ Labcat, and you're listening to 3CR 855 on the AM dial, also on your digital radio and on 3cr.org.au. Support your local community radio that supports you with local politics, local music, local poetry, local love.
This love is not for sale.
I am the daughter of promises, broken, spoken out of time like rhyme. In the dark of forgotten kin, I am the daughter of wind, raining sun on the coldness of skin. I dig into rhythms of lands that have banished me. Clothe me in borrowed bone, I am stone with the softness of breath. I have returned, but my song has changed. With the glisten of northern star in my hair, I stare through walls of men, leave dream on lashes of children detained indoors with the snores of waiting bombmen. I will sing and I will dance, and you must not try to recognize me, because I am new. Returned and arrived, caught from a space between definition and reclamation. I have imagined myself, and so I have come. I have imagined myself, and so I have come. I have come. And I am tossing scales until justice is balanced, liberty sacred. I am quilting new flags till the anthems agree. I am pulling slivers of glass out the flesh of wounded, and fear out the hearts of hatred. Polish them into crystal and sprinkle them to the stars. I am planting a new Eden where we will bask in the glory of shared story when the season is ripe. So I shower sun and rain and moon on the tarnish of gloom and wait. For my song to ring louder than traffic and the scars of greed. For my song to ring louder than traffic and the scars of greed. For my song to ring.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
To fade this one out, listening to the guitarist Omar Khorshid, the piece Rakset Al Fada. Lebanese guitarist, unfortunately died way too young. He was only 36 in a road accident, and from Lebanon. This was originally released back in 1974, this record. And re-released now, available on Bandcamp. You can't listen to it. You can purchase the vinyl, though. Some great liner notes. I think it's a really fantastic one to get into, to give an insight what was happening way back then in that region. But I'll try and get back to it after. I'll just let you know what I just played before this. The artist Saraya Idan. It's an EP called Homeless in Homelands, and the piece is called She Speaks. It recorded around about 2009, 2011. It was all part of a stage show that she put on. She's part of the diaspora, living in the USA, Jewish identity, but what you would call a progressive Jew, in the sense of totally aware of what's happening with the occupation of Palestine. So you can check that out on SoundCloud. If you look up Homeless in Homeland EP, you'll get that and be able to check it out. Very worthwhile. Pretty intense, graphic, but that's the nature of that story. And with the Palestinian issue, there is Palestinian National Day coming up on the 15th of November. There's going to be a live stream on Facebook and Zoom via the APAN, the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network. The address is apan.org.au from 6 p.m. here in southeastern Australia, ADST. Look up your various other time zones. But there'll be music and lots of talk and culture on display for the you folks, some Dubka as well. And if you want to catch up maybe on music from that region, you can check out the Salam Radio Show on Sundays, 4 o'clock till 5. Very worthy indeed. Salam Radio Show on Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m. Or you can check it out on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au. Go to the various program pages like this one, Music Science Frontiers. I'll be posting the playlist there, and you'll also get a chance to download this episode of Music Science Frontiers. We'll also put things, the playlist, up on the Facebook page that you can go and check out all the artists who have got a social media presence and find out more information. There's plenty of things to do. Check it out. And once again, the fundraising concert for the Afghanistan community happening on Thursday. Check out the Multicultural Arts Victoria website for details and where you can stream it on Facebook and YouTube. So I'll leave you with Omar Khoshid. It's a fantastic piece and other great tunes on this record. And a bit of a bracket of guitar players coming up until we catch up with Jenny Marsh. Thank you.
listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
My love is shining, shining like a silver moon, shining like a river now. Now I sat, that would be the end of the safari. That you know, we did together. When you are all the one quiet in island of no man, in island of Eden, where it all began. In island of no colors.
Doing the old Fade-O-Rama again. It's Aja Kwai, folks. The second single off her Red Sands EP, the title track, Red Sands. Hopefully we'll be able to check out Aja very soon here. You can always listen to her on 3CR. She has a show on PBS as well. Doesn't stop Aja. Fantastic. Before Aja Kwai, we had an artist called Alif Chief from Brunei, based in Uganda now. He's got a brand new recording called Nusantara Africa. Wow, Nusantara Africa. Of course, brand new, available on Bandcamp. Alif Chief, that was tune was Nerak. Before that, we had the Lebanese guitarist Omar Khoshid from his re-released record Giant Plus Guitar. The tune Rakset El Fada. But yes, indeed, folks. Available on Bandcamp. All these three artists. So Bandcamp Friday coming up on November the 5th, this Friday. But on the line, in a second, I have wonderful choir master, Jeannie Marsh. Welcome to Music Science Frontiers and 3CR, Jeannie.
It's great to be here, Joe.
Well, thanks very much for taking time out of soaking up some vitamin D, E, and all those vitamins today as we're enjoying some summery late spring weather here in Melbourne town. And I imagine, are you still in Melbourne town at the moment?
Yeah, not for long. I'm going to head out to the beach as soon as we can in December. But no, still here for now and still busy with the choirs because choirs are just starting to emerge out of lockdown times.
Excellent. Now, I've known you for many, many years. You've been involved singing for many, many years, travelled the planet to a degree, and it's just something you've been involved in with choirs. I guess, when did you start looking after a choir? How long ago was that?
Well, that was with Cantacoro Choir. So that was my first experience of being out in the front of a choir waving my hands. And that was back in 1993. And so that really changed my life. I'd always loved choirs. I'd been in choirs at university and school and in the opera chorus. But when I hit this Cantacoro with the mix of Greek and Latin American and the music of theatre artists and poets like Pablo Neruda and Elitis, I just felt completely at home and was very involved in that for 10 years with various different shows and concerts and projects. And then have come back to it in recent years and started a bunch of different choirs and loving it again.
Yeah, and delving in other languages as well. I mean, even people might be surprised, a Dutch choir.
Yep. I'm not Dutch, but I've become an expert on Dutch pop songs, and it's been fantastic. So Sing in Dutch has been a beautiful new thing too. I knew nothing about it before I started 5 years ago, and it's just been a joy.
And so, I mean, obviously you've got collaborations with many local musicians, and the language is a really big part that we've been talking about. And all of a sudden, March 2020, a pandemic hits. How are we going to keep singing? And I'm sure by now people have experienced many things and people singing off balconies and that sort of stuff. But we've all learnt. I mean, we've said this with every artist. We've all learnt and adapted extraordinarily in community radio as well. And you certainly went on a massive learning curve saying, well, I want to keep singing. What am I going to do?
And the thing is that these, when you work with choirs, you feel this sense of responsibility for these, you know, dozens or hundreds of people who get so much out of their this communal act of singing together. So it wasn't really an option to stop. I never felt that was going to happen. We just had to find a way. And Zoom, you know, has been amazing. But, you know, it's just led to all these different projects, and recording ourselves on our phones was and creating a big kind of virtual choral event was really, it provided fantastic motivation and projects and skill development, amazing for everybody. But also we found that we could also do choral activism via our phones, because one of the choirs I run is Climate Choir Melbourne. So we're used to being out on the street singing at demos. You know, that's what we do. And suddenly that's not happening, but people still want to, they want their activism, they want their voices to be heard. And so it became clear that, you know, with a number of choirs, that choral activism was still required, because during the pandemic, we were all having fun on Zoom and doing some beautiful projects, but there were also some really, really distressing things going on around us in the society, and I just felt it just couldn't be ignored. And what can you do? I mean, literally, what can you do when you've got a virtual choir and that's the only way you're able to express yourselves? But we're actually with Elwood Community Choir, which I run here locally. The first thing we thought was just do a little song to support our local businesses and retailers in Elwood Village. And so that was the start of it, just wrote a tiny little song, recorded it on the phone. So, well, actually, that really works. And sent it to the businesses, and it cheered them up to know that we missed them.
Excellent.
And we cared about them, you know. And it was devastating to see those empty streets.
Mm.
And then pretty soon it became time to do a big project about the arts because, you know, the arts, they were the first to be shut down.
Yeah.
Totally too little, too late with funding. The federal government just not understanding that artists are freelance people, and they were falling between all the gaps, and it was just criminal. We were just seeing the arts industry just decimated.
Yeah.
So at that point, we thought, well, what can we do to do a big statement with choral music, and what piece of music would match the strength of what we were feeling? Yeah. And we turned to piece we'd done in Katakoro years before by Irini Vella, a Melbourne composer, called Sono Forte, I Am Strong.
Yep. So there
you go. Great words.
Yeah.
And so we brought the band back together. So some of Katakoro also had a branch in Brisbane. So we got people from Brisbane, people from Melbourne, people from the Trade Union Choir, the Climate Choir, and 65 singers all together, and a virtual band. And with the other thing is that you have to have a fabulous audio engineer. So I've been working for the last 2 years with James Hodson, who's created Miracles.
Yep.
And so here we about this time last year, I thought, well, we're just going to have a 1 month project. We're going to teach everybody this quite difficult music on Zoom, and get everybody recording it, putting it together, and then when we were allowed out again in summer, we went and did a little bit of filming in a park in Brunswick, and so that it's on YouTube with us letting music free again. So I'm Strong, and I wait for the most difficult moments. My wait patiently.
Yep, totally. I'm just playing it underneath, and I'm going to fade it up a little bit. If you want to stay on the line, we can listen to it together.
Mm-hmm.
And just remind some of the musicians who are involved with this. I mean, you mentioned at the beginning, I guess. I mean, we're indebted to Irini Vella and Mark Dunbar, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. And this is Irini's music.
Yeah.
Originally envisaged for the nurses' strike. In 1980s in Melbourne.
Amazing.
So it's in three languages, Turkish, Greek and Italian, and it's all about just standing up and staying strong.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll listen to about a minute or so and come back and have a chat. So there, I commend on the energy that was required to put that all together, and just remind people the amazing legacy of what's been happening over the years here in this town and how relevant it is today. And you've got an amazing roll call of choirs though, that you are involved with, apart from, you know, the Melbourne community choirs, the virtual choirs. And we come to the point now where we are able to roam around free in Melbourne, in so-called Melbourne town. But we have to also remember and thank what's made this possible. And you've done a special thank you song for the frontline workers. Hey, Jeannie.
Well, look, I think a lot of us have really mixed feelings at the moment. It's this Freedom Day and off we go and we're all down the beach and it's just all fabulous and we're at the cafes. And it is. It's beautiful. But, you know, this is the other side of it is the hospital workers and all the health workers and health volunteers are just having the most extraordinary continuation of an 18-month crisis. It's just escalated now with the sort of numbers that we've seen in Melbourne with the cases in the last month, obviously are the highest we've seen. And this is the time when the rest of us are all happy, chappy, getting out and about. Well, we know that, you know, the resources have been really run down, our public health system for years. And, you know, it's just very, very difficult for them in there at the moment. So with Elwood Community Choir, we got this idea to create a little song in which choirs say thank you to the hospital staff and health workers. Yeah. So with Matt Lovering, the guitarist in the Elwood Choir, he and I concocted this little ditty and we got the 20 people recording on their phones again.
Amazing.
And we've been sending it out to hospitals and health services and ambulance people just to give them something to smile about during what is a desperate time for them at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's available on YouTube and just type in hospital thank you song and you'll find it.
Yeah.
I think there's about, six choirs are involved in this project.
But also if you're looking for it on YouTube, you actually have to put in choirs sing thank you to hospital staff and health workers because there's a number of groups have done them, but that's the one on YouTube. But it seemed just such a natural fit to us, the Victorian Trade Union Choir, to be involved in this, and they were really keen. And also Broadmeadows Community Singers who are out there where a lot of the really desperate health things have been happening. And they made all these wonderful signs. And so in the video you'll see all these handmade signs and kids and adults from the three choirs have all contributed. So if anybody wants to get hold of this, we're trying to spread it as far as we can. So catch it on YouTube and then just send it to any person you know who works in health.
Yes, well done, excellent. And just on closing, I'm going to play that particular tune for the listener now, but it's continuing the choir business for you, eh?
Oh, it doesn't stop, Joe. Just...
yeah.
Well, look, there's always new projects, and you were there the other week with Elwood. We just started this collaboration with Jess Hitchcock during the Dungala songbook. Amazing. With Indigenous language and stories, and you know there's just always new projects to explore. The Dutch want to do a cabaret next year, so look, it does not stop.
Do you want anybody else to get involved, Jeannie?
How can
folks do that?
Well, they can contact me by email on gemchoirs@gmail.com. So that's J-E-M.
All right. I'll put that on the playlist for folks to check it out.
Yeah,
cool.
That'd be great. And then I can, you know, direct them to Norwich Choir and then also Climate Choir. I mean, we've got lots of actions that we do. We've done anti-logging things in the forest. All of that's going to start ramping up again. So it's all on.
Absolutely. Once again, I thank you very much, Jeannie, for taking your time out of the pleasant weather to have a chat to the 3CR listeners and Music Science Frontiers. And I look forward to enjoying the energy and getting into it and reminding people work has not finished. Lots of things to do, like we've been talking about now. And using your voice is one way of doing it, of course.
That's right. Well, thank you, Joan. Thanks for all your support for choirs.
Absolutely. It's an absolute treat as a patron. Keeps me going, and just to see people learning every day, it's very, very important too. That's the big deal, and there's so many stories attached to this singing, and that's the magic part of it, Jeannie. So here's the hospital thank you song
thank you.
By a bunch of choirs in Melbourne. Thanks, Jeannie. All the best.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Mm-hmm. What can a choir do in a crisis? We can't work in an ICU. We can't help those COVID patients or respond to a code blue.
But there's one thing that we can do, send a message through our song. And we hope it lifts your spirits
when the stress lasts all day long. Now's the time to be so thankful. Now's the time to get on board. Now's the time to send our thanks to everyone there on the hospital ward. Thank you from everyone. Thank you for standing tall. Thank you to our health workers caring for us all. Now's the time to be so grateful. Now's the time to get on board. Now's the time to send our thanks to everyone there on the hospital ward. Now's the time to be so grateful. Now's the time to get on board. Now's the time to send our thanks to everyone there on the hospital ward. Everyone there. Everyone there. Get on board.
Victoria, as we get ready to get back out there, you need to get your COVID-19 digital certificate ready too. First, create a MyGov account if you don't have one. Then, make sure your Medicare and MyGov accounts are linked. Then, add your COVID-19 digital certificate to the Service Victoria app. Then, get ready to go. Your vaccination is your ticket to everything you love and miss. For more on adding your vaccination certificate on your smartphone, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au/vaxproof. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
A 3CR supporter.
Listening to is Anthony Schultz on accordion, Bach Invention 9 in F minor. And if you're curious about this, you'll be able to catch the song Appetit, final episode for 2021, this Thursday, 4th of November from 7 p.m. It's $15 streamed. It'll be online still, but it'll be a wonderful collaboration between Anthony Schultz and just gone blank. And Adrian Sheriff, of course. But yeah, that'll be this Thursday night. Check it out. Go to the Boite website, boite.com.au, for information. We've also got the Suitcase Open Mic coming up next week on the 10th of November, 8 p.m. You've got to register. Go to the Boite website also. It'll be live streamed via Facebook also. So I'm just going to also play. So what's the story is with Aidan Sheriff? He's a shakuhachi player, but he's also had students of his at the, from the Melbourne Polytechnic Music Department do work. And this is a student, Lee Gao, doing a version of the piece Falling Snowflake. And yes, different time of the year, but Northern Hemisphere will be experiencing that soonish, fair enough, once the cyclones all finish, of course. But yes, yeah, so you can check out this stuff and more with the collaboration between Schultz and Sheriff. Song Appetit, final episode on the Song Appetit for Boite, World Music Cafe, folks. Thanks for listening. You've got the Music Victoria Awards open till this Friday as well, so vote for your favourite artist. There is some categories relevant to Music Science Frontiers. Be safe, be active, enjoy the coming of the light with spring and summer, and be kind to each other. And stay tuned to 3CR for more music. If you're into opera, you can check out Great Voices coming up in a couple of minutes. Yes, support artists wherever you can, folks. And this will be available to listen to you later on in the day at 3cr.org.au/musicsansfrontiers. All right, folks. Thanks very much. Take care. And catch you in a couple of weeks. I think Therese will be back with you next Tuesday. Ciao.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.